This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, we got time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got the Discord on-air line, or the Discord on-air call-in line. You go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in there, too. Ian and Mark in here as normal. Vin Armani joining us from the Vin Armani Show.
Hello.
At vinarmani.com. One of the newest movers to New Hampshire as part of the ongoing New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And you said to me in an interview I did with you briefly for an article I wrote up at freekeen.com, sort of announcing that you'd made the move, that you kind of just decided to pull the trigger after having had an experience coming here, visiting New Hampshire, and feeling what it was like to actually be around a community of people who understand what liberty really is and who are also willing to do something about it. You decided to just pull the trigger and go ahead and leave Las Vegas.
Yes.
And come to little old New Hampshire, which probably doesn't even have a... What is the population of Vegas? I bet you it's more than all of New Hampshire combined.
I think that the number of people who live in Vegas is somewhere around 1.5 million. So
okay,
that's
so right about on par with...
Yeah, but that's not the number of people who are in Las Vegas
right
at any given time.
Those
right
are the people who are serving the people who come to Las Vegas.
So it's... Yeah, it's quite the change, but, you know, things are very different from when I first moved to Vegas because I was filming the show there. I was a single guy, you know, I was like in my early 30s,
right,
and it's like, you know, I'm closing in on 40 now, I've got a family, and it's like, you know, this is, I think, a much better environment. Plus, with the things that I'm doing, whether it's with the podcast or whether it's in the world of crypto, this is just... absolutely the place to be. And, you know, I've never had people telling me, oh, we really would like to see you move. It would be great if you could move. Like, how do you not do it at that point?
Did you ever spend cryptocurrency in Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
At a physical location? Like
you... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. There's Vegas is actually very, very crypto-friendly.
That's what we've heard.
Yeah, there are actually two-way ATMs in several of the casinos.
Okay.
Planet Hollywood, Golden Dragon, I think it's called. It's a brand new one. And the D downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I stayed at the D.
Didn't Mike Tyson have branded Bitcoin ATMs there too?
He did, and I know the guy who basically did that branding with him, and he and some partners actually opened up a cryptocurrency friendly strip club called Legends Room.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's actually there and running.
Is it really a strip club if you can't shove a buck in their drawers?
Well, funny enough, I actually built a little, because as I said, I'm a software developer and I do cryptocurrency projects now, but I'll have to find a picture on my phone and show you. I built a stripper tipping device.
How's that work?
For Bitcoin. It's actually really cool. So it's made of a little, if you know what an Arduino is, it's kind of like a very small microcontroller. It's got an LCD screen on it, and it will change the QR code that's on there as each girl goes on stage. But what's really cool about it, and this was very important, so these things are sort of sitting around like on table tents, you know, those little like menus that sit on the table.
Yep.
And these Arduinos, what they're used for is these are the things that automate. You could build little drones out of them. You could make them do things. So on the table tent are LEDs, and when you tip and it goes through, it will light up the LEDs that are on the table tent, so the girl from the stage can tell that that table just tipped her. And it'll light up differently depending on how much you tip. So if you just tip a dollar, it'll light up with a little like LED strobe that goes around. And if you make it rain, it'll start like going crazy with all kinds of colors,
awesome,
right?
So she can give them extra special
attention.
Exactly.
So it's a pretty cool little system, and that's actually... using some of that stuff. It's my latest project. I actually use some of that as the back end. But it's, man, there's so much to be done still with Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
It's so new.
It's unbelievable.
It's so new. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. This, on the scale of money, Bitcoin is so new, even though it's been around almost a decade at this point, and it
what
seems
is
like
that, you know, compared to right. any other form of money.
Well, in internet time, a decade's a long time, right? But as far as the you know, the scheme of money out there, you know, gold, silver,
yeah.
dollars, paper currency,
yeah.
All those things have been around for some of them hundreds of years, some of them
thousands
tens
of
years,
thousands,
and now, you know, Bitcoin's just a drop in the bucket as far yeah. as that length of time is concerned. So we are still on the, you know, the cutting edge of this, and that's, you know, one of the challenges in the world of cryptocurrency is ease of use. Is
yes.
you know, how do we bring people who are used to credit cards, who are used to dollars, mm-hmm. used to these old systems, how do we introduce them to this in a way that's understandable, in a way that doesn't have, you don't have to sit there and explain to them how mining works and, you know, why it is that there's fees and, you know, how easy can this be made? It's a lot easier now than it was
yes.
10 years ago, but it's still probably too hard for, you know, some grandmothers to get a hold of. So, you know, when can it get to grandmother level easy? I don't know.
That's what we're trying with my new company.
I
think we may have reached that point.
Let's talk about what you're doing, because
yeah.
I had seen this on the Reddit for Reddit r/BTC.
Could be.
Which
yep.
is one
yep,
of the
probably.
It's one of the places where a lot of the Bitcoin Cash people tend to
yep.
hang out, because the /Bitcoin one tends to be censored,
mm-hmm.
And so they've gone to this other place where they can talk without being censored. And I've seen people talking about Cointext.
Yes.
Cointext.io.
That's correct.
And it is texting for cryptocurrency?
I just sent you a dollar.
Okay.
Grab your phone.
All right.
You should probably have a text at this point.
I do
so,
have one,
so,
yes.
So basically to explain this is
I just received one U.S. dollar, and then it shows me the amount in BCH.
Yes.
Your current balance is 1.0 USD, and then again the amount in BCH.
So basically,
Bitcoin Cash.
Yes, so you didn't have to do anything, and you're completely on board.
I gave you my phone number. That's
right.
It.
If you type in receive right now, you will actually see, this is on the blockchain, you will see
yep.
your Bitcoin Cash address associated with this. It will send it right back to you. So you can do receive, send, balance.
Yep.
You can send to people by their address like any other wallet. So you can send that right now to your Bitcoin Cash wallet. So this, we really created it because we wanted to make it easy enough for grandma to use. And, you know, the hardest thing when you're dealing with cryptocurrency, I think that all of us run across, is that you talk to somebody about Bitcoin. Like, we had this great Bitcoin conversation before the break about why it's so great, why somebody should use it. And I've had so many of these on, like, airplanes and whatnot. And the next thing that they say is, they're like, wow, that sounds awesome. How do I get some?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so for most of us, we're like, okay, well, get out your phone, go to the app store, download this wallet, and then they pull up the wallet and they see the QR code and all of this, and they're
yep.
like, okay, well, what's this?
That?
How's this going on? And then you're like, okay, let me scan this. With this, I just say, what's your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Like I just did with you at the break.
Yep.
I just go, what's your phone number? I just type in send $1, your phone number.
Boom.
Boom, done. And they've got a full-fledged, full-featured wallet. They didn't have to do anything. Permissionless,
wow.
No downloads, no nothing. And it just works. And so every phone number in the world is unique.
Right.
So we're able to use this what's called a cryptographic seed. So we, because we're interacting with phone numbers and we can verify that there are these phone numbers, you can send to any person in the world straight to their phone and be assured that it will only go to their phone. And so every phone number, we can give them a Bitcoin Cash address.
Yeah.
And we do this all decentralized. It's all on the blockchain. We don't store anybody's money. We don't keep any records. We can't see your private key.
You don't have the private keys?
I do not have the private keys. This is the miracles of math. This is the miracles of crypto.
And you came up with this. You're a programmer.
I did. That's my... Well, I said...
What don't you do, Vin?
I said I've been a hacker since the age of 15, so, you know, this is what I do.
You've done gigolo work. You're a programmer. You're an author now. You've got your own book that you...
Two.
Recently, two books.
This is my second book.
Okay. All right.
So,
rocks
yeah.
the mic like a vandal.
Right? He hosts his own television program, his own video show. It's amazing.
I tried it.
Is that a Renaissance man? Does that make you a Renaissance man?
I'm
a jack of all trades.
Yeah, I think I might.
But the thing is, it's a very few things that I do, but the things that I do are just interesting things. But I'm super passionate about liberty, and I'm super passionate about crypto.
And this is open right now, Cointext.io.
Cointext.io.
Global. This is global?
We're in like 10 countries.
10 countries. Okay.
U.S.,
you've
Canada,
interact
U.K.
With these phone
yeah,
systems.
So this is beta, but we're going into 54 countries by the end of the year, 5.1 billion population.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about
it. Let's do it.
Plus, if you've got comments, questions, whatever you want to bring up, you can. It is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. live. You can dial in toll free. You can join us on the radio waves, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. That's Skype username, lrn.fm. We're talking about cryptocurrency, which is going to be a big thing at the upcoming ForkFest 2018. It's the second year for this decentralized Liberty Camping Festival. When I say decentralized, I mean there's no organizers. There's no board of directors.
I like it.
There's no tickets. So you just show up, and you're going to need to get a campsite from Rogers Campground or an RV site, or, you know, you can stay in the motel if you prefer that. So you do have to do that. Ultimately, those are the only rules you have to follow. Whatever Rogers Campground's rules are, that's it. There's no other strictures on top of that. Nobody's going to tell you you can't vend. Nobody's going to tell you what you can't do. And some of these more centralized festivals have become a little too controlling in some people's minds. And so for those people that want to have that experience, the experience of just being able to go into the woods, to a campground with some libertarians and voluntarists and people who care about freedom, that's what's happening June 14th through the 18th. We're talking about just 3 weeks, basically 3.5 weeks from today. So it's coming up, and it's coming up fast. It's the second year of the event, so it's going to be small. I don't know how many people are going to come, because, again, I'm not in charge. Nobody's in charge. There's no tickets that are being sold.
There's no way to know how many people are going to come.
Yeah, the only way we're going to know is when we show up there, and we're going to be able to look around the campground and make some kind of estimate.
It'll be a blast, though. We had a great time the last time.
We did. There was maybe a couple dozen people scattered about Rogers last time around. This is an event that actually happens before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's, again, June 14th through the 18th. You can go there. You can go to forkfest.party. That is a website that links to some of the other, you know, different unofficial things like the ForkFest Telegram chat room. There's a ForkFest forum on the same forums that hosts the Free Talk Live forums. So you can go there, and the forum's actually great because, you know, there's different threads about sort of different things that people are planning on doing.
See, that's smart.
Yeah, because each individual decides what to do. So if you just want to go and hang out and camp for 5 days, then you can do that. If you want to go and put something together, create an event for the people who are hanging out, then you can do that too. So if you want to put on a speech, I know that Alt Expo is going to be there. They're going to have speeches. There's going to be a speech about mesh networking. One of our former co-hosts, Jay Noon's, getting married on that Sunday.
That's cool.
At that event. Our co-host, Daryl W. Perry, is going to do some athletic events, and he's going to host a party that same night. So everybody's coming together with things. People that are willing to vend, they're already announcing, hey, I'm going to do tacos, or Will Coley and his family, they're going to serve Asian cuisine. And so we've already got at least a few different people who are planning to provide food. And then just down the street, the restaurant in one of the competing hotels has announced they're accepting cryptocurrency. So you're actually going to be able to go down there and sit down at a restaurant and spend your crypto, which is awesome. So it's going to be a very heavy crypto thing, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a long time was the crypto event. Like, before there were Bitcoin festivals, before there were Bitcoin conventions, the Porcupine Freedom Festival had a bunch of people taking crypto. But what somebody told me happened last year was that there weren't as many vendors there that were taking crypto as had been previous years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival becomes so big, it had started to attract kind of like the carny vendor, food vendors. Like,
I did see that last year, yeah. There was some of that.
And like, none of those guys are taking cryptocurrency, and so it was actually harder to spend crypto. It's what I was told. I wasn't attending that festival, so I don't know for sure, but I suspect every vendor at ForkFest is likely going to be accepting cryptocurrency, at least based on the buzz that I'm kind of seeing around. So check it out at forkfest.party. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And again, it's June 14th through the 18th at the beautiful Rogers Campground. We're talking about cryptocurrency right now. It's Bitcoin Pizza Day, celebrating the very first ever Bitcoin transaction known to man, where somebody spent 10,000 Bitcoin on two pizzas, and that's now worth over $80 million in today's.
I don't know that it was the first transaction.
For a product.
It was the first.
There was people testing transactions previous to that, but somebody bought something real.
It was effectively a test net prior to that, but in this case, a gentleman, I believe, in England sent a gentleman in Jacksonville
two pizzas from Papa John's and for 10,000 bitcoins.
Yes.
He got his bitcoins, he sent the pizza, and
history was made.
History was made.
Right.
Now, obviously, people can look back and say, well, I bet he wishes he didn't make that transaction or whatever, but this is the kind of thing you have to think about, is that all these transactions that were made up to this point, Bitcoin wouldn't have been important if it wasn't a currency.
If it wasn't used.
Yes.
Yeah, it needed to be used, and so, you know, thanks to that person, I don't, I'm sure I've got their name up here on one of these articles.
But now fast forward to today, where Bitcoin, sadly, the original Bitcoin Core, BTC, whatever you want to call it, is no longer really that useful as a currency.
And the not compared to the other major ones that are out there.
Right,
for sure.
And the reason I say that is not because I hate Bitcoin. I love Bitcoin. I mean, I'm so grateful.
You're wearing
for,
a Bitcoin shirt.
I've got a Bitcoin logo shirt on right now.
You gave me a Bitcoin mug to drink water out.
Yeah, we're pretty deep into this.
We are, absolutely. I love Bitcoin, and it saddens me that it is so difficult to spend it. I spent a little bit today because I gave a guy his first cryptocurrency today, and I still like to give out Bitcoin.
It's difficult to spend?
It's hard to spend. What I mean by that is it's hard to justify with the fees that the Bitcoin costs.
Right.
It's difficult.
What are the fees now? They got down
40 cents.
Yeah, that's high if you're doing like, you know, $4 or $5 or something like that. That's just...
I went the other day in downtown Keene, and I bought a newspaper at Corner News, which is the shop that was the first physical location in Keene to start accepting Bitcoin back in 2013.
Oh, wow.
And bought a newspaper. I paid in Dash, and, you know, it cost me a cent to send that transaction.
Probably less.
Roundabouts. Yeah. You know, a lot of times it's as much as a cent, but whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
Or maybe they're rounding up. I don't know. You know, whatever. So 1 cent, no big deal. 40 cents?
Yeah.
No one's going to do that. Nobody's going to buy a dollar soda at the local corner store. Nobody's going to buy, a $2 newspaper if it's a 40-cent fee. Because with cryptocurrency, for people who are unfamiliar, the person who's sending the transaction pays the fee.
That's right.
Unlike like a credit card transaction where the merchant has to pay a 3% fee, that comes out of their profits. So they build that cost into the profit of the item, and ultimately it's transparent to the user. But in cryptocurrency, the user has to make a choice. Which crypto do I want to spend? Do I want to spend the one that's going to cost me 40 cents? Go to bitcoinfees.info. That's the current today. That's what it's going to send you generally. Now, there's some differences depending on the size of the bytes in the transaction or whatever, and it could be a little bit higher, it could be a little bit lower, but the typical transaction, 40 cents. Now, that's down from what it was in late 2017 when it got up as high as
50, right?
Generally, maybe. It was as high as like 20 to 30 at one point on kind of average
dollars?
Or median. Yeah,
dollars.
$20. It was crazy. Crazy. So, like, something had to change. And so having that low fee is critical for cryptocurrency to be a currency.
Right.
To be something that somebody wants to spend. Because as you pointed out, if they never had spent that 10,000 Bitcoin on the pizzas, if nobody had ever spent Bitcoin on anything, it wouldn't be worth anything.
It's got to get a price first.
Right.
At some point, it's got to get a price.
And every transaction basically builds in, more value.
Absolutely.
Correct. And, of course, the more people use it, the more valuable it becomes. So that's why holding on to crypto, while generally has been a good, plan for its increasing in value over time, the reason it increases over time in value is because of the people who use it.
But and what Roger Ver did, and I think this is the best move for somebody who wants to evangelize for cryptocurrency, is he spent it when he could, and then he replaced what he spent.
That's right.
So
right.
He kept the same amount he was holding.
Yeah, you don't want to deplete your holdings. You keep repurchasing with your dollars, get new crypto, and hold on to that and then spend that. So that's one of the things that Cointext here, and we're going to get back into it,
okay,
Cointext.io, is helping people do, because it's using Bitcoin Cash, not BTC or Bitcoin Core. There's more coming up, and we'll explain what that means, and you can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on our toll free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And then there's our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in our studio tonight is me, Ian.
And Vin Armani.
And Mark.
We're talking about cryptocurrency and ease of use. And Vin, you've come up with something because you're a programmer in addition to a talk show host and television star. You've put together Cointext.io. We've been testing it here in the studio that makes it, it cuts out a lot of the steps for getting somebody involved in cryptocurrency. Now, it's not the prettiest thing in the world because it's just text messages.
Just text messages.
But it works.
Yeah.
And you can text cryptocurrency, in this case Bitcoin Cash, is what you're launching with, at least.
That's right.
You can text cryptocurrency to anybody with a phone number. So you don't have to have the if anybody's been doing crypto, you know every wallet address is this long string of obtuse numbers and letters that no one could possibly remember.
Yep.
You have to always copy and paste. You've got to be very careful to get the whole thing
right.
Whereas now, you can just use somebody's phone number.
That's right.
And text them cryptocurrency. It's their own wallet. They have, they're the only one that has access to it.
That's right.
And they can send it to their other wallet.
It's also seamless because it doesn't look like a wallet. It just looks like a text message. Yeah.
Well, here, it's we're really trying to roll out to the developing world in particular. You know, in Africa, there is a company called M-Pesa.
Right.
They do about 6 billion, billion with a B,
yep,
transactions a year in 10 African countries. It's one of the most popular methods for, and a lot of these people are unbanked, and so
they've got an M-Pesa account,
but that's all through SMS. So you know, you mentioned that you don't need to have a long address, but some of the other things you don't need to have, well, you don't need to have a smartphone.
You can do a dumb phone with this.
Yeah. Sure,
phone. You're texting.
And
this is the invention we were asking for four years ago, yes, when we talked about.
And let me step it even further. You don't have to have internet.
Now,
You don't have to have mobile internet to send an SMS message.
I don't know what
you just have to have phone service. Cell phone signal. Okay. That's it.
So you don't have the data, but you get the cell
phone
signal.
Exactly.
Correct.
I thought you were going to say like these cell phones somehow do a mesh network, and
I'm glad you went there.
You don't have to have you don't have to have access to the internet.
Right, and that's critical here. That you can bring cryptocurrency to not only the unbanked, which is historically. One of the targets of Bitcoin was people living in poor countries.
That's right.
Who, you know, when Bitcoin was affordable to send, when it was less than a cent or less than 2 cents, it wasn't a big deal for somebody in the dark of Africa who did have internet service, mm-hmm, to be able to send that. Whereas if it's 40 cents, now you're talking about half a day's worth of work just to send one Bitcoin transaction.
Right.
So these people who are saying, oh, it's no big deal that it's 50 cents to send a Bitcoin. It is a big deal.
It is.
If it's somebody who's making a dollar a day, you've just cut those people completely out of the world of crypto if Bitcoin was the only option. But thankfully, it's not the only option.
I have some questions about this M-Pesa platform that they've got in Africa. I don't know much about Africa, never been on the continent myself. I have a friend that's over there. I talk to him on a relatively regular basis, pretty much every day. And I would be afraid that he would get his phone stolen if his money was on the phone. I mean, does it make the phone worth more? I don't understand, because can somebody send and receive?
That would be a risk.
That actually leverages their SIM card, which is super interesting.
Okay.
You know, but what's cool about this is that because it is a regular Bitcoin Cash wallet, you are not limited by, so someone can send to you, but you could have a paper wallet, for instance. So, meaning you could have an address somewhere else that you had the private keys for, that you had control over. Someone can sit, like you just did it right here, right? That Ian sent you 50 cents and you sent it immediately to your wallet.
Right.
So, you can keep, how we envision this and how I always envision this as someone who was in an all cash business for quite a long time, mm-hmm, is that I've always envisioned this as, you know, I kind of always said, I've got my wallet, which is my cash in my pocket. I've got my stash, which is kind of like my cash that's maybe in a place not
more
in my
secure.
Safe. More secure, but maybe it's in, like, you know, somewhere in my home, but not locked in a safe. Then I've got my safe, and then I've got like a private vault somewhere.
Different levels
of security, and since this is this type of money, I view this as like my walking around wallet.
Right.
I'm not keeping more money. Like, even if I'm the developer of this thing, and I don't usually keep more than like 20 US worth of BCH in there. But then I also have my software wallet on my phone, and I also have my Trezor hardware wallet, and then I've got my paper wallet, you know, that has only ever been written down, and that lives in a safe, you know. And so it's like you could have these varying levels of security, and it's for us to start exploring that it can be more in terms of the user interface than, like, let's figure out how far we can go. Like, what kind of weird things and cool things can we do with this money?
And this brings in people to that first level.
Yes.
This brings people into that first level of, as you were saying earlier, you're cutting out having to download a wallet, having to get on the App Store, having to jump through the hoops, having to create the new account, and which on its own isn't really that long of a process.
Sure, no.
But it still can keep some people away. I remember one time I was at the local burger here in town, which they accept cryptocurrency, and I was talking with a young lady behind the counter who had never had a crypto wallet before, and I managed to actually get her to agree to go ahead and install it. So she's got her iPhone, and she started to go to the App Store, and she hit the download button on the wallet, and her phone died.
Your phone died. There you go.
And that was the end of it. And then, a week later when I saw her again, she was like, I don't know.
Right.
And that was it. So she could have had it, but technology got in the way, whereas if I just had her phone number, I could have just, done
the
thing.
Well, there's the instant gratification of, oh, I just gave you money. And someone seeing, like, when you see,
there it is.
Oh, you just received a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait, I have a dollar here? I have a dollar? And, like, if either one of you go and if you type in cash back into that number again, we'll give you some more money because we want you to
faucet.
We've got a faucet.
You got a faucet. Okay.
Attached to it. So we're trying to do so. And with this, you can do things like we're going to play around with donation, right? So you could say donate. So we could do the free. It could be Free Talk Live $1, and then it would say, would you like to donate $1? So verify that you want to donate $1 to Free Talk Live, and then you type in the confirmation code, and boom, immediately it comes to you guys.
Yeah,
right. It's pretty pre-programmed in there, so it's really, really cool all the things you could do in a simple way.
And you just got this rolling. This just started what, 2 months ago, three months
ago? About 2 months ago. We're in our public beta right now, so we're in U.S., Canada, U.K., Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, Netherlands, and South Africa.
I see, look, there's a map here. I see South Africa there. Now, I don't know how hard is it to get into these other countries? You got to, work with these phone systems, some sort of provider?
Yeah, there's a network of this. This has been really the challenge. There's a network of these SMS gateway providers throughout the world, and some are more expensive than others, but so we are working with, currently we're working with four of them, and we route in between them. So if you, from the U.S., you say, send $1, and then you put in, along with the country code and number, let's say you put in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
When it shows up to them, so when it showed up to you here, it said you just received $1 and this amount of BCH. When it shows up to them, it comes from the South African number, and it says you just received whatever that amount is in ZAR, South African rand.
Ah, okay.
And then the amount of BCH. And so they can either send in rand, or you can send it in the BCH amount as well. And you can either send to a phone number or you can send it to an address.
That's pretty slick that it does the auto conversion.
You gotta do that,
does
right?
Does it cost more to send to somebody in South Africa if I'm in the U.S.?
No.
Versus sending to Mark?
No, we take a 10 Satoshi per byte fee. So we take a 10 Satoshi per byte fee. The network
is very small, by the way.
It's very small. The network takes a 1 Satoshi per byte fee. So we still end up significantly less than it would cost you to send BTC. And we make a profit in the process.
Not to mention way less than sending Western Union or MoneyGram.
And how fast, man. Instantaneously.
Instant. It's great stuff.
Appreciate
this is amazing.
That. Thank you, man.
Kudos to you for coming out with us.
Thank you, sir.
And definitely want to hear about further updates of what's going on with Cointext.
Oh, you will.
We got more on the way here. Go check out Vinsight, cointext.io, if you want to get into that and get in on this public beta. 855 450 free, like freedom. Join us on Free Talk.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today, you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark here as normal. Vin Armani has been joining us here as our guest co-host here tonight. And you can check more of him out over at VinArmani.com. He does a weekly video show on the Internet. Just started production up again last week since you made the move to New Hampshire. Took a little break as you moved, set up your new studio and all that. So check him out at VinArmani.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I was told that we were supposed to have the self-driving car is being tested out here in New Mexico. We accepted them, what I was told, but I don't see any of them, and I have no idea where they are being tested. And then nothing is mentioned about it.
Well, how would you really know? I mean, first of all, you don't drive. This is the first time Vin's ever heard you, by the way. But you don't drive. You are a welfare recipient there in New Mexico. You hate cars. So how would you know, since you don't spend any time on the roads whatsoever, if there are self-driving cars out there?
Well, the thing is, if they are out, they should be on the news. So what I was told that California, they said, we don't want them here. It's too dangerous. It's not. So go to New Mexico because everybody's getting killed by a car anyways. Go there and test it out. They don't mind. So they're supposed to be here, but I hear nothing about it. I'm thinking if they're doing this in a abandoned town where there's hardly nobody, that's what I'm assuming. They must be in some kind of town where it's like a ghost town. There's roads, but there's nobody living in it.
Yeah, my understanding of the self-driving cars, at least at this point, Sarah, is not that there's nobody behind the wheel. They have a operator that's sitting there in case something goes wrong. They have the ability to, you know, hit the brakes and take manual control over the cars. So you probably wouldn't be able to tell at a glance if somebody was behind the wheel of a self-driving car or not. If you were just sitting there watching the cars go by, you wouldn't necessarily know. And just because somebody's testing a technology in an area doesn't necessarily mean that the news is going to be reporting on it every night, because, you know, there might be one story that gets run saying, oh, self-driving cars are now in New Mexico, and that'll be pretty much the end of that report. So I don't know if you're going to see a whole bunch of, you know, fervor over this in the media.
Oh, you know what, I want to see a self-driving car with, like you said, there's somebody in it in Albuquerque, and, you know, that would be a big deal to me.
What would you do if you actually were standing there on the side of the road watching the cars and you saw what you believed to be a self-driving car and let's say it just happened to slow down, you were at the intersection, there was a red light, and the windows were down. Would you say something? Would you do something? How would you handle that?
Who are you going to say something to?
Well, here's the thing, is that if I was to see a self-driving car, like people have seen them in Phoenix, people have seen them driving by itself. So I would get so excited. I would write a letter to the journal. I would write a letter to the Alibi. I would call your show. I would call KKOB, and I would tell probably another 100 people. I would get the word out. You know, I would contact all the state representatives. I mean, I would.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't actually. What about this? Would you be willing to jump out in front of the self-driving car just to test it out, just to see if its systems are fully functional?
Well, no, I was still at the crosswalk. I mean, I'm not that secure, you know.
You don't trust the technology quite.
I don't see what the problem is. They have self-driving missiles these days.
That's right. Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Let's go to Rob. He's in Charleston, West Virginia.
You got a problem, you all solve it.
Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Rob?
Hey, I just want to make a couple comments. I heard a story today about Congress and that there is a lot of congressmen in Congress that are getting Alzheimer's medicine delivered to them in Congress.
Okay.
Now, I can believe that, but I really can't because someone's been in there for, 100 years?
There's a lot of them that have been there a long time, yeah. That's for sure.
Okay. And I just got one more brief statement. If someone can explain this to me. I heard Nancy Pelosi the other day. I heard it on the radio also. They were talking about free speech, and they said you cannot holler fire in a theater. She said you cannot cry wolf in a theater. Someone explain that one?
Well, this is something that is always brought up as, you don't have free speech. You can't say fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah, but you can cry wolf, though. I mean, just
you can say wolf. I think that's okay.
You can't yell anything in a theater because it's against the private property the owner's rules. Well, they don't want a crying baby. They don't want somebody yelling fire. They don't want someone yelling wolf during the middle of a movie because they want everybody to have an enjoyable experience. So to bring up a crowded theater and yelling things in a discussion of freedom of speech is somebody who doesn't understand what freedom of speech is all about. The freedom of speech in the government's context is to protect you from government prosecution, government persecution for the things that you say in a public place. If you're on someone else's private property, you've agreed sort of you know, you didn't sign anything, but there's sort of like a social agreement, if you will, an unspoken agreement. In some cases, they actually have, you know, text on screen saying, hey, shut up, keep your phone quiet, that kind of thing.
Very often in the movies they have that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's because people need to understand this. Maybe their parents didn't teach them how to behave in a movie theater, so they have to have it on screen. But it's pretty clear that's not something you're supposed to do. It's private property rules. If it's your private property, you have the ability to set the rules, so you can have whatever level of free speech that you want there. So the people that are bringing that up are people who really don't understand the, you know, the context of the discussion.
Okay, I just thought maybe she was confused.
She
oh,
was.
She's always confused.
Yeah, now don't think it has anything to do with Alzheimer's in her case.
Right.
How would we know? I mean, we really do have geriatrics running the show over there.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt. Rob, anything else?
That's all. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. I mean, look, so it wouldn't surprise me if some of these people are beginning to come on to dementia or Alzheimer's or something.
It would surprise
like that.
Me if they weren't.
Right.
As the average age of senators is probably in the 70s, right? So, I mean, come on.
It's not like they read the bills anyway, no. So they don't have to remember what was on page one. They've never gotten to page two, probably, in most of the cases. So, you know, what does it really matter? I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like electing young people is going to make the government better anyway.
No.
And, you know, the federal government is not going to get any better because it attracts a certain type of person. A position of power like that is going to attract those who are already corrupt or those who are prepared to be corrupted. They want to be, you know, in that world.
Absolutely.
They want to be plied with offers and wealth and, you know, things like that.
I think that even if you get this great individual that somehow makes it through a process that is intended, if it's not intended, maybe not intended, but clearly results in people with pretty flexible morals ending up there. I mean, there's a reason that politician is synonymous with liar and thief, right?
That's right.
I mean, you know. The process that brings somebody like that, you know, generally up there, even if some great person made it through that, well, it's, I mean, pretty much everybody can be bought, right? Like the saying is, every man has his price, and at least, at the very least, that means that 99% of men have their price.
Right.
And therefore, if the system can keep out that 1% of people who don't have their price, at least keep that number down to 20 out of the 100 senators, then it's the system's corrupt, right? If you've got 80% of the people in it, and they can run through what they want to run through, and the process makes it so they have people with more flexible morals make it in, you've got a, you know, crappy system to start with.
That's where we're at.
That's where we've been for a very long time. Yeah.
But I think that you can easily see that it's corrupt just from the fact that it's not working, and yet you can be there for 50 years. Like,
it's working for them.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's not working for anybody else.
Right. Everybody else is the victim.
Right. You can say what you want about the politicians, any of them.
Right.
You can say what you want about them, but we were just talking about Kaepernick earlier in the show. You can't say anything about the organization for which those people work. The United States government is, like any other government out there, a service organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monopoly service organization. And
you mean they serve themselves with your money and obedience?
Well, the claim is they serve
the claim,
you with
the claim.
Things.
Yes,
and you know, they wrap themselves in the flag and then tell us the serfs, we beat each other up over whether or not you're out there you know, properly standing for the song that you know, gives homage to this flag that these politicians are running the nation. It's nuts.
It is nuts. Vin, great having you on Free Talk.
Oh,
Live.
Dude, I loved it. I'd love to come back and hang out with you guys. This is fantastic.
Definitely going to have you back. Check him out over at vinarmani.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, for us over at Free Talk Live.com. Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, Now, call my 24-7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.